Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Keep everything jumping. I am so excited and elated to be able to come into your homes, your cars, your places. Let's know that He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You know, Facebook to all of our Facebook audience, our internet audience, to all of you that are around this globe, around this world, that have fought it fitting to listen in this broadcast, and you probably came to die. Searching out or by mistake. Well, you know, in our area it might be by mistake, but I promise you it was a divine leading. It was a will of God. It was pre-willed that we would meet on these terms, and I would be able to speak to you by means of this particular broadcast. Now, please revisit us as often as you can. Also go to the Facebook page or the internet site that you are listening to, because there are multiple broadcasts that we have brought and will continue to bring your way for the enriching empowerment of many of you that will listen in. Listen, I want to talk to you about something that has come upon my spirit and I've been speaking to my church about, and that is the ability of performing true worship, you know, the ability to perform true worship. We all have been given this ability. And the reason why I say the ability, because, you know, it is within our power. It is within our power to perform to worship. Now, I know that when you hear the word worship, you're thinking automatically, you know, lifting your hands and crying. But one of the ways that I've been dealing with true worship is by the form of tithe, offering, and sacrifices. You know, that's one of the ultimate signs of worship, because worship simply means to form the relationship with God. I mean, that's terminology, that's hurricaneizer, right? To perform or form a relationship with God. I know that Webster may say to pay deity or pay reverence to a deity, you know, but worship is actually forming a relationship with God. You know, in relationships, one must put their all. All right, so let's deal with the three aspects of giving. There is offerings, there are tithes, and then there are sacrifices. And I want to give you some definitions that I had given my church, and then I want to bring a witness to the stand possible for all of us to do such. Okay, simple definition that I want to give you. Just simple definitions. You know, nothing deep, nothing serene, nothing biased or biased. Just simple definition. Okay, I want you just to relate one word to each particular label. All right, tithe. I want you to put under tithe the word tithe, faith. I want you to put the word faith. Okay, one. But have the confidence that if I pay my tithes, God is going to do just what He says. One must have the assurance that if I pay my tithes, the word if means if I pay my tithes, God will perform just what He said. So I want you to underline the word tithes and put their faith. Then I want you to write the word offering. And then offering, I want you to put gift. You know, tithes is 10%. And, you know, whether it's in the Old Testament, certainly in the New Testament, that we ought to pay tithes. Jesus told one group of people, this you ought to have done and not left the other, when they was talking about giving. So you should be doing this right here, but don't leave the tithes alone. You know, so He never condemned tithes. Don't tithes, the scripture can don't tithes. It's 10% of what you your increase. So it takes faith to take increase of what you have been called. So God is saying, you hear me? I'll return it to you. But He said, you don't have to give me 100%, just give me 10%, that represents a whole opportunity, the way that you won't be able to measure. Now, often it's something that I want you to come of your own free will, and I want you to give it. I want you to present it. You know, a gift is something that you present, right? You present it without, you know, requirement. You know, if I give you a gift you really don't have to say thank you. I mean, I appreciate it if you do, but that gift came from our heart, and it wasn't predicated on the fact I'm going to give this person this, and then they say thank you. So I'm going to give you a gift because it's something from my heart. So tithing is commanded, but a gift is something that you ought to do because you just love that person. So he says, bring your tithes and your offering, bring your tithes and your gifts. Appreciate it. Then there's a word that I called four times. That word is sacrifice. Now, under God, I want you to write the word faith. Under offering, I want you to write the word what? Gift. And then under sacrifice, I want you to write the word kill. Yes, I want you to write that word kill. K-I-L-L. What you mean, Bishop, kill? Yes, the sacrifice was always deep. As something that was slaughtered or killed. Now, I gave a gift out of my means. I gave tithes out of commandment, but this right here is going to take away from something else. But I'm going to sack money there was designated for something else, but I'm going to pull from that. I'm going to kill that particular part, that portion, to make this sacrifice. And that's what many of you have been doing all your life. You made sacrifices for your family, you know. Some of you stop school. You understand? You stop school so that you can take care of a sick parent or a sick child or a family member. You stop school so that you can aid in the losses of a home that lost income. So you killed that right there to give over here. And that's what sacrifice did. Kill. And when I bring Abraham to the witness stand, he was able, he had the ability to perform all of these things at once because God said, I want you to take now your son Isaac, whom you love, thy only son, and offer him up as a burnt offering, right? Now, it is said that the place that Abraham got ready to offer up Isaac was the same area that Jesus was crucified, meaning that Isaac comes the tithe of what God had promised Abraham. He said, I'm going to bless you with many seeds, but I want you to offer up that seed right there. That's your tithe. I want you to have faith. And Abraham had faith to do it because he said, if you want me to kill him, there goes my faith. Abraham got up there next morning, got Isaac, got his servant, and took off. There go the tithe. Faith. Then he says, I want you to offer him. I want you to offer him. Give him to me as a gift. Now, I didn't ask you for it, Lord. You told me I'm going to realize it, but now you want it back. You want me to give you a gift that of all things a gift? Yeah, I want your son. Give me the best gift. Matter of fact, I think you'll give somebody a gift, give them the best you can give him. You know, and Isaac was the best gift that Abraham could give. Give me a gift. So Isaac became the tithe. He became the gift. And then he became the kill because Abraham bound him up. The Bible said Abraham got ready to kill him, to sacrifice him. And then the Lord called unto him, to Abraham, Abraham. And he said, yes. He said, now I know that thou won't withhold nothing, not even thy son whom thou lovest. Now I'm going to bless you because you performed three ways of giving. You gave tithe, you gave offering, and you gave sacrifices. I want to encourage all of you out there that are listening to my voice, no matter what person talks to you or what situation talks to you of itself, your bills may tell you not to do it. People may tell you not to do it. But if you know within your heart of hearts how you have managed to be blessed the way you are, and that was through your giving, whether it been tithes or offering or sacrifice. Some of you sacrificed sometimes money that you couldn't bear to sacrifice, and all of a sudden God would open up doors. I mean, can anybody testify about you've made and then God will open up doors? You know, one of the things that I teach in my ministry is this right here. Don't dig up seeds. When a prayer is prayed, believe that prayer. Don't speak against it. When an offering is given, don't say, oh my God, I should have kept my money because they didn't have. Don't dig up seeds. And if you leave that seed in the ground, the Bible says, except the seed dying. If you leave that seed in the ground, I promise you, it's going to come forth with a harvest. I want you to be encouraged in your giving today. I want you to be encouraged in all that you do. Pay your tithe. no matter what. Give your offering. And then when God leads you to make those sacrifices. And it's not just sacrifices of money, the tithe of money, the offerings of money, but it's tithes of your time. Tithes of time, you know, your talent and your treasure. You know, do those things. And I know that if you do it, God will bless you for doing so. I have been blessed because the best time to give is when you are in trouble. That's the best time to give. That's the absolute best time to give. Best time to give is when you say, God, I don't have any other needs. I mean, I don't know what to do. I don't have enough money for this, that, and the other. Stop off by a restaurant. Get you, number one, I tell my members, say, go get something to eat. Don't be walking around here and hungry and eating money because then you get grouchy. You know, go get you something to eat. Get you a nice dinner. Go to Red Lobster. Go somewhere. Go somewhere and get a real nice meal. Let's put a nice salad. Get a nice chef salad. Get a nice salad. Get a very nice salad. And if you do so, then God is going to bless you by doing so. Listen to me very, very carefully. After you get that salad, after you get that salad and that nice meal, then look across the room in that restaurant and then go bless somebody. Just body dinner, just body dinner. I'm already short, but I body dinner. You know what that shows? That shows that you got faith to believe in the scripture. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Those of you that are listening to my voice, if you just continually be a giver, the Bible said, he that watereth shall be watered. So today, I close down. To be a giver, remember to give all the time. Don't take your tithes and substitute it for nothing else. Pay your tithes to your church. Give your offerings. Make your sacrifices. But be a giver. And those that give, they shall receive. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity right now. Give it to me. I pray for every listener that they shall return. We believe in the return of our harvest. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is me, Mary K. Johnson. I mean, with these words, hope.